This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, urging you to vote yes on February 6th regarding the sale of Layton Health Services, LHS, to Gritman Medical Center. When I did my review of 2006 on this program, I mentioned a number of issues on which our government was failing. On a positive note, I praised the grassroots civic activism that has always made this country great. I've had first-hand experience with the leaders of the grassroots group for Gritman, who have been organizing a yes vote to sell LHS to Gritman. They embody every good quality that makes our democracy work. As the first nursing home in Idaho, LHS offered wonderful service to the people of Layton County for 50 years. It is the legacy of Grace Wicks, county commissioner and the grand lady of our community for many years. With its policy of turning away no one, something that more and more for-profit facilities cannot do, LHS started running a deficit. Over the years, basic maintenance and upgrading of this facility were also neglected. In 2005, the LHS board hired Valley Vista to operate assisted living and skilled nursing. But because of mounting debt, Valley Vista closed the skilled nursing section in August of last year. Next, Infinity Rehab pulled out of the physical therapy and closed the therapy pool. The pool users quickly and effectively organized and insisted that the pool remain open. Greg Mann, chair of the LHS board, worked diligently to find someone to take over the pool. Gritman graciously stepped in, addressed the most pressing problems quickly, and significantly improved the operation of this essential county health service. When the LHS board reluctantly decided to dissolve its corporation at the end of last year, the county commissioners went to Gritman and asked them to take over the facility. Gritman responded that it would, but only if the reversionary clause was removed, something that requires a vote of the county citizens. Gritman has plans for a county wellness center on the property. Some real possibilities include a cancer resource room, a kidney dialysis center, and a clinic for indigent health care. Gritman will also use the space to expand Hospice of the Palouse and extend its very popular Adult Day Health, a new concept for seniors and others who need help to stay at home rather than enter a nursing facility. In a letter to the Daily News, Greg Mann, urging county residents to vote yes, made two important points. First, he reminds us that the property will not actually leave our hands, as it would transfer from the county to a publicly owned nonprofit hospital. Second, the people of the county will not lose 50 years of taxpayer investment, and even though Gritman will pay only $1, it will have to put up over $1 million to upgrade the facility and then finance all the new services. Some say that the property is worth a lot of money and that the county should sell it to the highest bidder. I believe this is wrong and short-sighted. The value of a wellness center with no taxpayer obligations is far greater than a small one-time infusion into the county budget. This election is both off-year and off-month, so I encourage you to vote yes and vote early at the auditor's office in the county courthouse. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.